With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The city of Windhoek Solid Waste Division workers, who are currently on strike, have met with Labour Minister Philemon Wise Emmanuel, claiming they are paid 14 Namibia dollars an hour instead of the legal 18 Namibia dollars and are denied benefits. The minister says his office will verify the claims and address both the legal and labour aspects of the dispute. The ministry's spokesperson Maria Hedimbi has an update.
The employees requested the minister's intervention to facilitate dialogue between the parties to resolve the matter amicably. In response, Honorable Emmanuel explained that the employees' dispute is twofold, comprising both of dispute of right and a dispute of interest. The minister assured the employees that he has instructed the official of the ministry to engage and confirm with the city of Windhoek regarding non-compliance with the national minimum wage, which constitutes a dispute of right under the National Minimum Wage Order that came into effect on 1st of January 2025.
The Namibian police is seeking public assistance to identify a man seen in a video dragging 33-year-old Juanita Carolus the night before her body was discovered behind People's Primary School in Katutura on 3 October. The footage shows an unidentified man as he walks with Carolus along Hans Dietrich Street. She was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. We spoke to NAMPOL spokesperson Deputy Commissioner Kauna Shikwambi for an update.
Investigations are ongoing, and as part of that, yesterday we had to release video footage that is obtained, which can help anyone to identify the person of interest. We are now referring to the gentleman in the blue overall that is being seen with the deceased. So our appeal goes to anyone who may recognize that individual in the video or anybody who has relevant information to immediately come forth and communicate to the investigating officers and render the necessary support, because your assistance in ensuring justice for the victim will really be appreciated. We urge that the public should not fear for reprisal. You will be protected. Everything will be handled and treated with utmost confidentiality. We want justice for the victim. We do not also want this case of Ms. Carolus to turn into another cold case.
United States Ambassador-designate to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell, has vowed to challenge the country's growing ties with Russia, China, and Iran. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Bozell also vowed to urge Pretoria to drop its ICJ case against Israel.
I will advance the president's invitation to Afrikaners who wish to flee unjust racial discrimination. I will explore how we can support the South African government in making sure all South Africans can thrive free from the threat of violence. I will support the president's call for the South African government to rescind its support for the expropriation of private property without compensation.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has announced that the Trump administration expects the disarming of Hamas to be the responsibility of the International Stabilization Force that will be formed and deployed to Gaza. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
At the end of his visit to Israel Thursday, Vice President Vance said that the International Stabilization Force envisioned for Gaza would take the lead on disarming Hamas, one of the most difficult challenges in President Trump's 20-point peace plan. According to the original plan, the International Stabilization Force was meant to assist with securing Gaza as Israeli forces fully withdraw. The U.S. has said they won't put troops on the ground in Gaza, and a mandate to disarm Hamas could dissuade countries from participating out of concern that their soldiers could engage in direct conflict with Hamas. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.